Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. This episode might just be the one that sets you free. Because today, we're not just talking about money. We're reclaiming power. The kind of power that gets lost in the quiet corners of worry. In the fear of a knock on the door. In the tension that creeps in when something feels unpaid or undone. So I want you to say right here and now, I know who I play for. And I know that no due date can cancel my destiny. No invoice can undo my anointing. If you ever felt like your value was tied to what you owe, then today we cut that cord. This is the Power Reclamation. Let's root today's episode in Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he hath that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. This isn't a commandment to walk around guilt-ridden if you're carrying debt. It is liberation. It's a reminder that the only true spiritual obligation we carry is to love, not to appease, not to diminish ourselves, not to hand over our peace in exchange for someone else's approval. Love is the only debt that multiplies when you give it. And today, we walk in that truth. A few weeks ago, someone came to change the oil in my car. Now, on the surface, that's just maintenance, a simple task. But as he worked, I felt it. A sudden spike of worry, a voice in my head that said, you might get in trouble for this. See, where I live, there are HOA rules, and technically, you're not supposed to work on cars in parking spaces. So here I was doing something responsible, something that supports my movement, and fear crept in like I had broken some sacred rule. Now, I caught it, I paused, and I said to myself, no, this is support. I've been sick. Somebody's coming to help me out. This is help. This is love. But just as I settled that, another wave hit out of nowhere. What if someone comes knocking? And I thought, where did that come from? Then it hit me. That familiar tension in my body that's so old, I even forgot it was there. So familiar, it started to feel normal, but it's not. No matter how much I've created, no matter how much I know and teach, somewhere deep inside, there's still this whisper. If something's undone, I don't get to be free. But this time, instead of letting it fester, instead of pushing through it or pretending it didn't matter, I faced it. Because I knew this is the thing I need to heal to go where I'm headed. I have a billion-dollar portfolio vision. And my old habits of not wanting to owe anyone, they can't come with me. You see, I've built everything by taking on very little debt, what most people call bootstrapping. After my divorce, I didn't want to owe anything or anyone controlling me. No car notes, no mortgages, no loans. If I couldn't pay for it outright, I didn't want it. So I sold my ass off and I built what I have through grit, hustle, and source. And yes, it gave me a powerful foundation, millions in intellectual property. But what I'm stepping into now, this next level, it's not asking me to hustle harder. It's asking me to heal deeper. Because the real block was never the debt. It was the belief. The belief that owing makes me unsafe. The belief that if I don't stay in control, I won't be free. The belief that I have to fight to protect my power. But the truth is, freedom isn't about what's paid. Freedom is about what's owned on the inside. And today, I choose to own my story. I choose to reclaim my power. Let's go back to the verse we're rooting this episode in. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Now on the surface, this verse might sound like pressure, like a command to get rid of every debt before you can walk in peace. But I believe this verse is actually offering permission, not punishment. It's not saying you're wrong if you owe. It's saying don't let what you owe become more powerful than who you are. Because the only debt that truly exists in the spiritual realm is the debt of love. Not shame, not submission, not hiding, just love. Love fulfills the law because it realigns you with source. And when you're walking in love, you're not walking in fear, and you're certainly not walking in lack. So even if I have an unpaid balance, even if I'm catching up or rebuilding or reworking something, I still get to walk in the fullness of who I am. That's the new law I live by. Not the law of guilt, not the law of fear, but the law of love. When I sat with all this, the fear of being found out, the fear of being punished for owing, the fear of not being in control, I heard Source say, this isn't about money. This is about the meaning you gave it. Because metaphysically, everything is vibration. Everything is energy. Neville Goddard taught that your assumption creates your reality. Not your bank balance, not your billing cycle, your assumption. So if you walk through the world assuming, if I owe, I must hide, or if I owe, I'm weak, I'm vulnerable, I'm less than the universe, being obedient, reflects that. But what if we flipped the assumption? What if I said, even as I grow, expand, and take on new levels of responsibility, I am still free, still safe, still sovereign? What if I stopped measuring my freedom by what I've paid off and started measuring it by how much trust I hold? You see, Florence Scovel Shinn taught that the subconscious mind is a perfect servant. It doesn't judge what you believe. It just accepts it and brings it into form. So if I continue believing that owings means I'm exposed, my subconscious will manifest more situations that trigger that fear. But if I affirm everything I need is already moving toward me, my obligations are temporary, but my power is eternal, then my life reorganizes. Because I'm no longer reacting from fear. I'm creating from wholeness. Now, I want to invite you into a reflection. This is where the healing deepens. Not in the head, but in the heart. Not in the numbers, but in the nervous system. Take a deep breath. let it out. I want you to drop into stillness and let these questions move through you. You don't need to rush the answer. Just listen for the truth that is ready to rise. Number one, where in my life do I feel like someone holds power over me because of money? Is it a bill, a balance, a person, a situation? Be honest without judgment. Number two, what emotions come up when I think about owing something? Is it fear, shame, guilt, embarrassment, or maybe a desire to disappear altogether? Name it. Number three, where did I first learn that owing meant I wasn't safe? Was it childhood, a relationship, a moment of crisis? Trace the root, not to relive it, but to reclaim it. Number four, what part of me still believes I have to stay in control to stay free? And is it that belief helping me now, or is it hurting me? Number five, if I release the fear around debt, what would become available to me? Would I ask for help? Would I borrow to build? Would I take a leap without panic? Number six, what truth does Source want me to know right now about my worth, regardless of what I owe? Let this be your journal prompt for today. Even if I owe, I still belong to me. I am safe. I am free. I am enough. Now let's seal today's truth with a moment of deep alignment. If you can, close your eyes, place your hand on your heart, and take a deep breath, not just into your lungs, but into your spirit. Let's begin with the affirmation. Repeat these words out loud or let them wash over you as you breathe them in. I release the fear that I am less than because I owe. I reclaim my voice, my value, and my mission. I am not defined by digits. I am defined by divinity. Even as I reconcile accounts, I walk in freedom. I belong to myself. I am still worthy. I am still powerful. I am still free. Now let's move into a short visualization. Imagine yourself in a large echoing room. It's quiet, clean, peaceful. In front of you is a long wooden table, and on it are folders, each one labeled with something you owe, an old credit card, a promise, an invoice, a moment you felt you failed. One by one, you pick them up, and instead of shame, you speak a blessing over each. Thank you for what you taught me. I release the fear, I reclaim my power. And as you speak, the folder dissolves into light. You do this again and again until the table is clear. And when it is, you place your hand over your heart and whisper to yourself, I owe nothing that can take away my sovereignty. I am safe. I am held. I am free. Now take a breath and gently return to the room, to your body, to this present moment, holding your power, not your fear. You did something powerful today. You didn't just talk about money. You faced the fear behind it. You reclaimed the places where old beliefs tried to run your story. And now you walk differently not just richer in truth, but lighter in spirit. Because freedom isn't just about what's paid. It's about what's no longer owed in your nervous system. It's about what's been cleared in your energy. So as you move through the rest of your day, I invite you to do one simple thing. Ask yourself, where can I walk in more power, even if something's unfinished? Maybe it's sending the email, asking the question, setting the boundary, or simply breathing differently when the bills show up. And if you're ready to go deeper, to heal your relationship with money, not just intellectually, but spiritually, join me inside the Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich portal. You don't have to carry this alone. We're building wealth differently here. Not through pressure, but through presence. Thank you for spending the sacred time with me. I'll see you in the next episode. And until then, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.